right. And every time you walk out the list, I love you. Baby, we don't stand a chance. It's sad, but it's true. I'm way too good at goodbye.
All his stuff. Breakups. He is ruining lives.
Isn't he in a relationship? Isn't he happy?
Not with food anymore because he lost a ton of weight.
Dude, that is huge.
954.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Now on a skinny body? Oh, my God.
It's like a lollipop.
Could you imagine? People are like, who else lives here? Somebody with a huge head. And who wears all the tiny suits?
The X-Files is back. Nope, that's just Sam Smith and his big old head. Final segment of the show where it's the
big
morning
ass
after.
Pillows.
Exactly. King-size pillows on a twin-size bed. That's your good neighbor, Demetrius, it's Eric, and Philip. Let's do a quick game of rank these things. Philip, you're first.
Mm-hmm.
A rhino, a hippo, an elephant.
From, like, favorite to least favorite?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, well, it's how you go about ranking them. A rhino, a hippo, an elephant. One of these is the most dangerous animals and kills the most humans on Earth per year.
Mm-hmm. Elephant?
No.
No, no. Mm-mm. Hippo?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
I don't know how.
I don't know how either.
Because they're super aggressive.
Well, here's the thing. They don't move fast. You stay away from their
mouth. Oh, but they do. And that's usually, and here's the thing. Nobody ever goes, hey, that hippo killed me on land. No, no. They always get caught in some body of water, and you're like their mouths are built for people.
It's not hungry, hungry rhino.
Yeah.
Hungry, hungry hippo.
My favorite would be an elephant, okay. Then a rhino, and then a hippo. All
right, D, this one's for you.
Okay.
Rank these things. Mm-hmm. North Korea,
mm-hmm.
ISIS,
mm-hmm.
Domestic lunatics.
Mm. Ooh. Ooh. Can I give them all ones? Okay. I'm going to have to go right now. ISIS.
Oh, God.
Domestic lunatics. And then North Korea.
Okay.
North Korea's number one?
No. Oh, okay. No. They posture.
Yeah.
They posture.
They ain't gonna do anything.
They're doing a lot of posturing.
That is true.
ISIS is like,
they
boom!
They get it done.
Yeah, they get it done.
I worry about the domestic
sorry,
people.
Yeah.
Philip.
Yeah.
Being drunk, being high, an orgasm.
All right, so I will pick let's go with like high, right? And that's because it lasts without any side effects. And then orgasm, because I can go to sleep after if it's a good one, and then drunk. Only because there's like that side effect when you wake up.
Hangover.
Yeah, I don't like that.
D.
You gotta put your foot on the floor, keep the room from spinning.
Usually.
Yeah.
D. Unplowed streets.
Oh my God.
Roundabouts.
Mm-hmm.
Construction.
Okay. All right. Construction. Unplowed streets. Roundabouts.
Which way are you going? Are you going from like most like you like to dislike
no,
or
no,
dislike?
No, dislike the like.
Okay, yours is backwards from
Philip.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Popsicles. Soft serve ice cream. Italian ice.
Shut up, Demetrius. Actually, Italian ice is my favorite, then soft serve, and mm-hmm. then popsicles. Shut up, Demetrius.
All right, Demetrius.
Yeah.
Cars.
Mm-hmm.
Paw Patrol.
Mm-hmm.
Vampirina.
All right, now, this is for my least, or what I hate. Okay,
sure.
These are all, and people who, the one person who's listening with a kid will know what this is. Cars. Paw Patrol, Vampirina, all children's shows.
Oh,
Vampirina.
Okay.
Yeah, which is, Kara gets upset at me because I find that show very disturbing because it's a vampire girl who has two human best friends and nobody seems concerned that her whole reason for living is to eat people. Like, I'm like, why are you letting, why is he watching this? But anyway, because I assume when she hits puberty, things are going to go left real quick, and then all of her little human friends will be dead.
So she keep those two around as like blood supplies?
Yeah. Like, I'm like, do you hang out with the cow because you really like the idea of hanging out with the cow? But so I'm going to go my favorite cars. No jobs too big, no pups too small.
Oh,
Paw Patrol.
Oh, my God.
And then my least favorite, Vampirina, who lulls people into this false sense of security like they're friends and they can hang out until she really gets hungry.
Phil, last one's for you.
Yeah.
An 8-degree day, a 38-degree day, an 88-degree day.
Well, we is a tropical people.
Look, accurate. 88 degrees. Remember, well, because we as a tropical people, and also I don't like wearing clothes. I'd rather take an 8-degree day over a 38-degree day, because at 38, like, I don't know, it can go either way. Like, you don't know if it's snowing yet, if it's going to be, like, sunny, if it's raining. Like, it could be a gross day, but 8 degrees, you know what you got.
It was 19 when I left the gym yesterday. I'm like,
oh, God.
Damn, it is hot. Why am I wearing pants?
I know. How crazy was that? It was, like, -8 2 days ago. I walked outside, and I went like this. Damn, it's nice.
Right.
And I'm like, and that's just a, it's 7.
Like, a 15-degree day, like, 19 is cold unless you're coming from like 4. That's like 65 to 80.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly.
Exactly. It's like, hey, you don't, if you're homeless and somebody gives you a home, you don't go, wow, why isn't this place nicer?
Exactly.
You know, you're like, you're appreciated because you know you are outside with a blanket outside of an insurance office shaking a sign.
Don't listen to him.
Don't.
10 o'clock. Thanks for being here with the Morning After podcast on the website, Q1055.com. Like Insync said, bye, 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 and Happy New Year 2018.
Broadcasting from the Nationwide Auto Finance Studio.